for joining us on another episode of Selling Stories. Each episode, a new guest joins us and is interviewed about their day-to-day life in the real estate industry. They also provide us with some fun stories along the way. Subscribe now on your favorite podcast platform so that you don't miss another episode. As always, thank you for joining us on today's episode of Selling Stories.
Missing some ice cream. Last time I was here, you brought me ice cream.
Yeah, it's true. I almost brought you a coffee, but I was running late, so.
Did you get you a coffee?
I didn't.
Okay.
I got myself a water, though.
Oh, I have a story. Mm-hmm. This is not sponsored by them, but that's what I have.
I don't even know what this is. How do you say that? What?
It's a bottled water. So.
Oh, my goodness.
I have no idea. That's bougie.
Oh, goodness.
Bougie water. How much did you pay for that? Like $6?
No. I get them in the case. They're like $30
for
12. $30 for 12.
Can't hide money.
Oh my gosh, it's water. $3. That's about $3 a bottle.
Yeah.
You don't want crappy water.
No, I don't want to. Oh, I can't. I don't know if we should say that names of bad water, but there's one that's got a animal on it in Park.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, I'd rather no.
That's, yep.
Yeah. So we have a special guest today.
We do,
and he has been in real estate for about a year. If I'm not mistaken, 2 years?
Nope.
No?
About 6 months.
6 months?
Yeah.
Well, I don't feel like it's been. You've just been successful for six
I've
months.
I've been working hard.
So we have Mr. Kenneth Turner with the Higdon Team eXp Realty. Good to have you here,
yeah.
Sir.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. 6 months. Wow.
Yeah. Maybe seven now, but.
You've done very well for that short of time.
Yeah. Just nonstop.
That's what it takes, though. Yeah. I mean, you have to hit the ground running. And I tell people, you're unemployed unless you got something in escrow.
Yep.
So I was talking to my boss on the way here. He's like, how many closings you got this month? I'm like, two. Mm-hmm. I said, I haven't really been focusing. I've been getting my broker's license and stuff. He goes, well, it's okay. You had 12 last month. You know, it's fine to have a slow month. And I'm like, yeah, I'm double-sided on both. He goes, well, if you look at it, it's four. And I'm like, I got four closings. Absolutely. But yeah, I'm like, yeah, it's two.
Good.
But yeah, but that's exciting. So tell us a little about who is Kenneth.
Who isn't Kenneth, you know?
Yeah, that's hilarious. Who isn't?
No, I mean, you know, I'm real big into music.
What kind of music?
Grew up, all kinds.
All kinds.
Literally love every single kind. Well, I used to hate country, but I've come around.
I would not picture that. I would picture that would be like your number one favorite.
Mm-mm.
No,
that was like the absolute bottom tier. Yeah, yeah. I was just like.
I'm going through that little phase where I hate country music.
Yeah.
I can't even go to Texas Roadhouse because of it.
Mm-mm. It's like every song's the same. You know, my wife left me. My dog died.
I got drunk. And
yeah,
then,
the trucks broke down.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
It's pretty much the way it is.
On and on. But for some reason, I don't know if it's just getting older, and now I'm just like, you know what? Yep, that's how life is sometimes.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Well, I don't have a truck anymore.
Yeah.
I got four dogs, and I still have a wife. So
yeah, there you
that's
go.
Hilarious. You're yeah, no. But it is. I guess it is like that. I never really thought. I tell people all the time my favorite music is Christmas. A lot of people despise Christmas
I
music.
I love Christmas music.
I do too, but it's like.
All year round, I listen to it.
Yeah, I'll listen to certain ones, but it's like it's the only one that's not talking about saving you, cheating on you,
right.
Killing you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's just inspiration. It's like, be happy.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah.
That's
but
right.
That's funny, but yeah.
But yeah, so, I mean, that's really my. I kind of make a joke of that's kind of like my biggest personality trait is music. My parents brought me a drum kit when I was seven.
Okay.
And immediately just picked it up, and my dad played piano, and mom, you know, cheered on the sidelines.
I love that.
But yeah, so that's been a big part of it, and I mean, really, just I don't know, kind of just your average.
Yeah, just the average Joe.
Stuff.
Now, how old are you?
Yeah, 26.
26. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, and then before you got into real estate, you were a real estate assistant.
Mm-hmm.
So you had prior knowledge for getting into real estate, kind of like what Jake's doing now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you think that's helped you into the business? Having
big time.
It? Yeah.
Big time. Yeah. Because I mean, you know, I couldn't imagine trying to jump straight in without knowing anything and trying to figure out contracts and, you know, how to schedule the inspection. The appraiser's got to do this. You know, you've got to know law. You've got to know, you know, all these mechanisms, you know, that are working together. And I couldn't have done it if I didn't start with chance at first and then work my way through it, you know. And it started off just to see if it was going to be a good fit.
Yeah.
If I even liked it, you know, because I've always been told, you know, real estate's kind of like a hospital. There's a million different ways to make money in it.
Mm-hmm.
Just depends on what you like and what you want to do. You know, you could do only marketing and be successful, or you can go sell houses, you can be successful, you can do rentals. You know, there's so many
levels, and it's endless opportunity of income, depending on how bad you want to work. I know some $1 million producers, and in real estate, $1 million producers is two different things. Either you're a $1 million producer that you sell over $1 million in real estate, or you're a $1 million producer where you generate yourself $1 million.
Right. Yeah.
And I've met those people, and I've been able to achieve one of those. And I'm like, you know, one day I would love to be able to say I generated $1 million for myself. And I look at these agents, and they work 80-hour week, 90-hour weeks. And you have to do it. You have to constantly answer your phone, schedule. Mm-hmm. But you got to have a structure of a system. And it took me 2 years to get a structured system.
Mm-hmm.
And now I don't have to worry about, I've got people in place for these systems now. And I can just hold them accountable and sell.
Right.
And it's when I wake up, I don't have to go, what am I going to post? What am I going to say? It's being done.
Right.
And it's a burden off of me. And people's like, I met with an agent. He's like, I can't afford that. And I'm like, yeah, I couldn't either. And now I'm just looking at it. I'm like, I'm going to take the risk of paying someone else to do that. And that way I can focus on selling.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's going to happen. I mean, if you have someone out there just pushing you and pushing you and pushing you, it helps. And having a broker who does that as well. And I've done many deals with a lot of people on your team, and Chance is phenomenal and helping his team and pushing them, and just years experience too. Because when people's like, yeah, he's got like 20 years experience. I'm like, he looks like he's 24.
Yeah, he does.
How does? Oh, really? Yeah, he's been doing this since he's 19. Well, how old is he? He's like 24 years old. It looks. Yeah. He's probably gonna love me for that. But whatever, guessed his age or anything, he's been very successful and blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing I love about Chance, is he's very upfront with his belief and how he lives life and everything. I love that. It's hard to find that.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It's hard to find that.
And too, with me being his cousin, you know. He doesn't mind just telling me like it is, because it's like we've got the work relationship, but underlying is we're family. So, you know, if I'm doing something wrong or something like that, he'll call me up and be like, don't do that.
But you need it. There's some that won't do that.
Yeah.
My broker will call me and will call me out on stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's his job.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to have that. I call Jake out on stuff. He'll call me out on stuff.
Yep.
But that's friendship.
But you gotta have that.
It keeps you humbled and keeps you going and gives you a reality check. Hey, did you post that? Did you say that? Or is that what you're doing? Mm-hmm. Would you really want to do it that way? Or no, it's absolutely. We were talking about that Morgan Jones and Pam Garland. We spoke at the association, and we were talking about, don't do this, don't do that. Call somebody and have reality checks. Have you two close friends? It's gonna be like, don't really, or so how you do it, because the poor consumers of this market, they got enough stress on them. We don't need to add to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that sometimes. So you got firsthand experience being a real estate assistant. So what's the craziest thing that's happened to you so far?
Ooh, that's tough.
Yeah, there's
I've had a lot.
Yeah. I remember you telling me about the guy that, and we won't go into detail, but there was a guy that you was showing a house, and the house wasn't for sale, but it was for sale, and wanted to get you off the property.
Yeah,
it was listed.
Yeah.
I think it's funny when you run into things. It's like, it is listed. Well, it is, but I don't want you here right now.
Uh-huh.
It's like, well, sir.
Said, oh, it's not available right now.
Yeah.
It's like, well, it's been listed for a long time now. So. Yeah.
Oh,
goodness. I think one of the craziest things was, it was one of my earlier closings that I did, which I don't want to divulge too much info in case they're watching.
Yeah.
But it got to the point where they just, you know, they were really beating the sellers up. Like, I felt bad for them. I was trying to sympathize with the agent. Like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
But this is what they want now, you know. And then 2 days later, hey, it's me again. They also want XYZ, and it over and over, and it got to the point where probably I would say the week before the closing, I was on the phone Monday through Friday for, I think I counted it up, and it was 6 hours a day going between them and the agent and them and the agent, trying to get everything done. It finally came to all the agreements, everything was good, did the final walkthrough, They almost walked because there was a tiny pile of dirt in the living room that it looked like they had swept and cleaned and just forgot that one little spot, you know. Right. They almost walked over that. We go to the closing because we did the final walkthrough the same day, and the amount was, I think, $20 more than what it was supposed to be, and they almost walked again. And I'm sitting there pulling my wallet out like,
right.
I think I got 20, like, I mean, my like God. Please, yeah. You know, which the attorney was really good and was just like, don't worry, I'll eat that. Like, it's no big deal, you know? So, but it's, that was a lot.
It's a lot. And they don't prepare you for that.
No,
they don't.
I quit my job of 12 years. I had the biggest closing. I've surpassed it now with some closings, but it was the biggest closing at that moment. And it was all green light. The family, a dear family of mine that I've grown close to, emptied their house, family of six, 2 weeks before Christmas. Ooh. And things started going south when I was on vacation. I took my first Christmas vacation in 12 years because my other job, I never could leave those months. And it was just 3 days, a three-day weekend. And it started going south. I was able to manage and keep it afloat, and then when I got back, final walkthrough, they walked on the final walkthrough.
Goodness.
And I had to look at the family and be like, hey, you get to move back in for Christmas to your house. And it was over stupid stuff like that, boxes, and a leak formed overnight, and we were going to get it fixed. Like, we can't help that happens. I mean, it's just sometimes it happens. Mm-hmm. We had a plumber coming out. It's going to be fixed. Don't worry about it. I'm going to insure it. Walked over it, and that was a nightmare.
Yeah.
And if I ever see that, not the seller's, but if I ever see the buyer's name come across my desk, I'm going to be like, next.
Yeah. No. I've told my wife and stuff, I'm like, you know, I don't care who it is, like, I'll take them, you know, because that's just in the mode I'm in right now.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I've had 10 closings in total. I've got 5 more coming up between this month and next month, but it's like I'm not in the position to turn away, you know, or say, let me kick you over to my associate, you know. Yeah. I don't care who it is, I'll take it. But I've had one from one of those crazy closings call me back, and I've just kind of silence, you know, and I'm like, if they call again, I'll get it. But it was such a terrible ordeal, which they got everything they wanted in the end, you know, and I fought for them, and, you know, but they tried to turn everything around on me, and it just didn't, you know, end very kosher.
It's got to be a good fit. It's got to be a good fit both ways. And I think that that's just doing justice to your client, because you can't, I bet you're like that with photography, like when an agent calls.
When you call, let me silence my phone.
256-5266 is hiring a new photographer.
Goodness.
Yeah, I'm very picky. Yeah. I need to start getting more picky. You're like, these are the photos you took? Yeah, I don't think so. Go back.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, I think the white balance is off in this one.
Yeah.
Go back and fix that.
Can you enhance this photo? I don't like this angle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you go into the editing and change the angle of the photo?
Yeah.
I've had that happen before.
Are you really?
I have. Yeah. Somebody asked me if I could go edit it and like make it look like it's coming from the other angle of the room. No. Can't do that. Sorry.
I think I've given feedback when you asked.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever just given you feedback on your photos. Have I?
No. Recently, I'm not going to go into detail because it was recent, like last week recent. The realtor's clients gave me feedback. Like,
that's
the realtor sent the pictures to the client and they didn't like them. They were like, they're bright, which is the style nowadays, right?
Yeah.
You know, that's what everybody wants.
Catches the eye.
Right. Yeah. And they're like, they're bright. They need to be dark. It's like, okay, well, let's make them dark.
Yeah.
So, but
the only thing I point out, and I don't think I've had to do it with you, is I can't stand a plunger or a trash can in a photo.
Yeah.
And I know they're there. They're there for a reason.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, you got to have them in the bathroom. I'm like, take it out.
Yeah.
Cat litter box. Take it out.
Yep. I'll go in and take pictures and then, you know, get back home and be, I'm so excited, you know, which I've only had 2 listings, but I'll get back home and start editing, you know, the photos and making them look how I want. And then I'll be like, man, that plunger is nasty. Yeah. You know,
and how did I not see that when I was there? Yeah. There'll be times that Hill took photos and I was there moving stuff. I'm like, how did I miss that? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. My eyes were there. Yeah. But that's why it's always nice to have another set of eyes.
Mm-hmm. I did one a couple months ago that I edited it out in the end, but there was a vacuum cleaner just smack dab in the middle of the room. And I was like, how in the world did I get a picture with the vacuum? I mean, like, I'm talking about like right here where this table is at. Like, just sitting there. I have no clue.
I can see you getting there. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah. See, Philip just likes to be mean.
Yeah, and I mean.
Humble me.
One day. I'm glad he's not being bullied or has suicide problems or anything. Because I'm a bully.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
God. Thank God his parents going to call me one day and be like, hey, our son's missed. Have you seen him? Well, let me see what I texted you today.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I was kind of mean. We need to go check for him. Oh, God. Tell him all the time. Like, he had a friend. I called him last night over. He does my closing gifts for me. And I was telling him what I wanted on a closing gift. And his friend was in the background saying something. I was like, do I need to come over? They called my youth calls and my niece and nephew call me Uncle Buck. I don't know if you ever watched the movie, yeah. Uncle Buck. And so that I used to be the size of John Candy. And he's one of my favorite actors. And Uncle Buck, you know, he has the golf clubs and everything. He protects his kids. And I'm like, these are my kids. You got a problem with them? You're going through me. And I was like, listen, you call me. You call my wife. We will hop in the car and be over in just a minute. Okay? Uncle Buck's on his way.
That's right.
Oh, so that's hilarious.
That's funny.
Oh, my God. Mm. So, you got a question?
Yeah. So, you said you've only been an agent for 6 months, right?
Yeah, 10 closings and 5 on the way. That's 15.
That's amazing.
I was doing the math over here.
That's amazing.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, that's crazy. What's been like the best and worst thing in those 6 months?
The best was, let me think. Probably, I think it would be maybe two closings ago it was. There was a guy from upstate New York that called that had saw a partially built house that was out in Jasper,
mm-hmm.
and was like really excited about it, you know. And I'm thinking, why you live in New York, man? Like, what are you gonna do in Jasper? You know,
yeah,
like, what's going on there? So, you know, we're back and forth. He sight unseen offer, you know, really excited about it. They accepted it, and just the smoothest closing. And then he told me that he's opening some warehouse or something in Jasper, and he's starting to try and expand it on his own.
Okay.
You know, so, I mean, that's probably the best part is just meeting different people, like, in mm-hmm. a good way.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know, like the fun or, you know, meeting a really nice family. Like, right now I'm helping a family out in Arab.
Mm-hmm.
And it's husband and wife. They got this little girl, and she's had some health problems and stuff. But they're just the sweetest mm-hmm. people in the world, you know, and it's like I want to just bend over backwards for them and,
yeah, right.
and do everything I can.
That's the greatest thing about this job is mm-hmm. you get to meet so many people.
Yep.
And I've had some clients from New York, and you get both from New York.
Yeah.
And I have a set of clients that I am reselling the house for that moved here. And it's because the house is too big
mm-hmm.
and things didn't work out in their plan like they wanted. And they're from Yonkers, New York, which is actually a real place. And I don't think I've never heard of that in my life. I love them to death. Mm. They're in their 70s and I get along with them. They're Italian. And my favorite thing is when I sold the house to them. She's like, this has been such a great thing. I need to make you a lasagna. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is, you're yes, 100% from up New York.
Yeah, I love
that. And I was over there, and we were going through the request for repairs, and I'm like, this is it. And she goes, okay. And I said, oh, and bake Philip a lasagna 2 years late. And she started laughing. She goes, I'll get it done. I'm like, yeah, you need to get it done. So, but she makes her own sauce, her own seasoning and everything. I'm like, listen, I've been waiting. I love some Italian food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, come on. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's the greatest thing, though. Absolutely.
Yep.
It is. So we're actually going to do a podcast like this, and my wife will be one of the guests. And I've got an individual in mind. I want to do a male and female. Spouses of realtors.
Yeah.
Because it affects your life.
Mm-hmm.
Real estate affects your life. How does it affect your life? Like, what's been the biggest thing that you did not expect transitioning from real estate assistant to a realtor, and how did it affect your wife's life?
Yeah, so I knew that, like, time was going to be a problem, you know, or, like, getting to see her, things like that. She works at a dentist office here in Decatur. She only works Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but they do, like, special hours, so mm-hmm. it's, like, start at 11:30, go till, like, 5, 5:30, sometimes 6, depending on, you know, so people can get off work. They don't have to take off.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I was just doing the assisting side of things, you know, I was, all my friends would make fun of me, but I was the house husband.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking on the phone, got my AirPods in, I'm vacuuming, I'm sweeping, I'm mopping, take the trash out, you know, feed the dog, feed the cat.
Yeah.
All that good stuff. Do the laundry, you know, whole thing. Now it's different to where sometimes I can still pop the AirPods in and get stuff done, but more and more it's like, well, I've got to go to Gunnersville, and then not that long ago, 30 minutes outside Talladega, and then I've got to hop back over to Hanceville, mm-hmm. and then Hartsville, then Decatur, then Moulton.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. it's like, I got to do all this in one day because everybody's only got this one day open.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, can't get anything done around the house, so then I get back home, wore out, but it's like, well, time to do the chores.
Right.
You know, and I mean, obviously she does stuff too.
Right.
But that's been like the biggest thing, is just like feeling so behind on everything constantly.
It's hard.
You know, yeah. And it's like, even if we both had a 9-to-5, you would still feel somewhat behind matter what, you know, because sometimes you're tired. I don't want to do laundry tonight.
Mm-mm.
You know, you just want to let it sit. But that's been the biggest thing, and just trying to find time for us to go, like, have a date night or, mm-hmm. you know, just go somewhere. Like, we went to Bridge Street not that long ago and, you know, Cheesecake Factory. We went, bought some books at Barnes & Noble and just kind of walked around. And then, you know, it was just nice because
it's
it was
nice
the first
those.
Time we got to do that in a long time.
Breath of fresh air in between all the...
Me and my wife had our first date last night at Taste of the Valley with our broker and his wife. And you literally just walked around to table eating samples. And that was the first time me and Vicky that got to get away from our babies.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't turn off the phone, but I just let it go to voicemail. I was at an appointment.
Right.
I was at an appointment with my wife.
Yeah.
And it was only from 6 to 8:30, 6:30, because I went and actually put a lockbox on the property on the way. My wife's like, this isn't where we're supposed to be. I'm like, I got to do a lockbox. Don't worry about it. But it was so nice. And that's probably the first time that we've actually had a date since we started fostering, because we started fostering in October.
Right.
And it is amazing just to have that. And then some couples may actually get crazy. I like me time too.
Mm-hmm.
I like just Philip time. My wife likes just her time. Hers is a bubble bath. And I know when she's drawing a bubble bath, you leave her alone. She's in there, music listening, she's relaxing. That's her moment.
Yeah.
And mine is AirPods. Just, you know, I'm alone driving in the car from listening to listing, but that's not really alone time, because I'm on the phone with clients,
yep.
mortgage lenders, insurance people, doing this, doing that, driving, missed my exit, let me do a U-turn, I need something to drink.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like my me time too. So mine's walking or going to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I do it now is I hired a personal trainer, and my friend asked me, he goes, are you getting your money's worth? And I'm like, I'm getting my money's worth in a workout, but I'm also getting me time. Like, if I don't work out, I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't feel good. And I'm paying someone, so I have to be there if I'm paying someone.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm just wasting money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I get me time now, because I gotta have it. And I gotta have that moment away from business, because it can consume you.
Yeah.
And there's quick. Nothing wrong with having your phone and being aggressive and getting it, but you gotta, if you're gonna be in it for the long run,
mm-hmm.
you gotta pace yourself. Mm-hmm. It is challenging.
Yep. It is.
Yeah. And that's there for a while. I'd always wonder, because I would hear other agents talking about going to the gym, and I'm like, when? Like, because for me, I get up at 7:30, you know, make my breakfast, get going. I start at 8, and I don't stop till usually about 10, sometimes 10:30. Like, that's a day for me, you know, and mm-hmm. I imagine it's for most.
It is.
And I'm just like, when? Like, when do you go? It's, like, you know.
I go at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So I would like to say I get up and help with the kids. My wife gets the kids ready and takes the kids. I pick up the kids. That's assistant. She probably wants to switch that one day because I think it's more work getting the kids up and dressed and ready.
Oh, yeah.
Than it is just getting them from daycare. But I go at 8 o'clock, and by 8:45, I'm done. Mm-hmm. I think a 30-minute workout at the gym is enough for anybody. That's my personal opinion. And so I do my 45 minutes there. 15 minutes of that is in the tanning bed because it's just my relaxation. I put it in my – I call it my coffin. I'm getting in my coffin. They won't leave me alone. This is me time. Oh, and so I know it's not good health-wise, but I enjoy it. But that's the only time. But, like, last week, I did not have dinner with the wife. I had dinner with the kids, and I worked. Poor Jake, I had him going in the evening time with pictures and getting things together, and then I was working at home to midnight on the computer, and then I'd come in at midnight, and my wife would flip over and be like, are you going to bed? And I'm like, just tell me I don't have to do the rest of it. Or just tell me I don't need to do the rest of it. I'll do it tomorrow. I mean, it can wait until morning, but it really, I need to get it done, and then so the next morning, again, got to get it going, and yep. I'll be... But it's never ending. It's never ending. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's two agents at ours. They work out together at a gym, and it's periodic. You never know when they're going to be there. They're always there, though. I always tell them, I'm like, aren't you guys always at the gym? Are you selling anything? And they are selling stuff, but it's like that's how they do it. They work out together, and it holds each other accountable because I have to have a personal trainer hold me accountable.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, that's good. One of my friends, who's actually my roommate in college, he moved up to New York. And he's a personal trainer, and I called him up a couple weeks ago and was like, hey, I need you to make me a workout regimen, you know, give me a 7-day a week, like I need to start going, I need to get in shape, like, you know, summer's coming around, gotta look good, like, yeah. You know, I mean, and I know it's gonna make me feel better.
It makes you feel better.
It's just like, I feel good, gives you some time to clear your mind, you're mm-hmm. focused on something that's not work,
yep.
even if it's 30, 45 minutes, mm-hmm. you know, and then... Take you a shower, get ready for the day, you feel good, and then you get to work. Yep. You know,
I agree.
That's me.
Yep.
That's me.
Well, what advice would you have for a new agent with you, like, you know, just recently being that new agent, mm-hmm. Having that, like, kind of fresh on your mind? What would be your best advice?
Yeah, I would say definitely persevere hard. Mm-hmm. Like, do not get discouraged for a second. Like, it doesn't matter if three clients have been trying to work with you and they went and worked with other agents, like, because I've had that happen. You know, I've had multiple clients that I was keeping in touch with and, you know, staying on top of things, sending them houses, they just quit responding. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of let them fall to the wayside, maybe put them on an email list, start working with other people, check back with them, well, yeah, we ended up buying a house, mm-hmm. it was the one that you sent us, but we used this agent, you know.
Like, don't use the listing agent.
Oh yeah, that's the best part. Getting calls and they say, "Are you the listing agent?" And I'm like, "Nope, but I can show it." And they're like, "Really?" You know. But that's the thing, is I think that we all assume that people know certain things just because we know it.
Yeah,
they don't. They're just completely in the dark sometimes.
Well, there's an agent, and I've tried to make friends with her. She will not represent both sides at all. And I think, and I've talked with this, and it's a. You can't violate law. You got to be so careful. You got to own ethics. But I think it's easier because if I'm representing both of you and I'm the only agent, and he's like, I'm not paying for that. Mm-hmm. I can be like, hey, so we can't, but we can do this. And you negotiating, it's much easier than calling an agent and say, hey, so my client said, and you're going to interpret that totally different to your client. This, I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
But she won't do it. So I'm like, hey, here's my name. Here's my number. Anyone calls you on the sign, you don't want to represent them, call me. I'll be happy to. Yeah. I'll pay a referral. Hey, that's not funny. A problem.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, I get that. But no, perseverance is big. Mm-hmm. It is. Don't take it personal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is the biggest thing. Like, for new agents, like, you know, you're going to have friends and family that don't use you. And mm-hmm. that's just how it is. Like, and it's not personal. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, if you're sitting there a month in, like, you really shouldn't expect them to, you know, mm-hmm. just from a familial standpoint. Mm-hmm. Like, they'll be like, oh, yeah, they've been doing it for a month. But, you know, Chance over here has been doing it since he's 19. So I think I'm going to go with him. I think he can probably, you know, sell it quicker, get a better price, negotiate, you know, things like that. And that was something that I had to catch on very quickly, because if you don't, it'll mess you up.
It will.
You'll think about it all the time and be so upset and, you know, sad or whatever. you get discouraged and you stop working and it falls apart. And especially if you're going to take it full time, because that's what I'm doing is right out the gate. Just I'm not going to halfway in and keep my job. I'm just going to go all in. And
I think if you get an agent that is fully in, that's brand new, they're hungry, aggressive, and they'll get more things rolling for you. And I always tell people the new agent's what you want. Now that I'm becoming an established agent, I'm like, you want an established agent? I don't want to get myself out of business. You need an established agent that knows what they're doing. But but you're right. It is.
And I would also say, too, it's kind of a funny way of thinking about it, but like, don't have shame. Like, shut that part off. Cold call, do whatever you got. I don't necessarily like go knock on people's doors because I'm scared somebody's gonna like blast me. But I'll cold call all day. I have no shame in that. Some people super nice, some people cuss me. It just
I can't cold call. I can't
really.
I can't. I've not had no luck with it. But I door knock. The 4 o'clock photography he's doing today for me, door knocking.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that scares me.
Yeah. Well, I come from a political background. Well, let me. My dad pastored. I never not remember my dad not pastoring a church.
Right.
So door knocking, trying to invite people to church, I grew up doing, and then I'm a political nut, and so I would door knock trying to get people elected, and so now I'm like, hey, and I ran for office, so I door knocked personally, asked people for votes, and I'm like, that's the most highest rejection you can get. Like, no, I ain't voting for you. I'm like, what did I do? And so I do it with my business, and I love it. I love door knocking. It's good exercise too, but when you're outside. But I enjoy it, and you do. You get the door slammed in your face.
Oh,
don't take it personal. I'm like, oh, that's great. Oh, my neighbor's an agent. Okay, well, I'm knocking on your neighbor's door too. I'm hitting every one of them. So I just want to let you know. But that's how I got my townhouse listing.
Wow.
Yeah, very excited about it.
You have to give me some insight on that.
Yeah,
then.
Absolutely.
Kinda let me know.
Yeah, and I tell people this. This is the biggest pet peeve. One of the biggest pet peeves of mine is just be you. Don't be Morgan Jones. Whatever she does that makes her the. When I think of Morgan, I think of her flaming red hair and all her billboards. Okay, you don't see me having flaming red hair on billboards. It works for her. That's Morgan. It's true to herself. And then you see Chase Grisham, you know, his marketing, that's him. It's natural for him. And I tell people, don't try to do that. I know agents that try to act like other agents and they'll hang up on you and everything. I'm like, that ain't going to do. I mean, your clients are going to see that. They're going to see that that's not really your personality. And vulnerable and stuff.
It
is. You have any other questions?
I'm good.
You ready for lightning round?
I am.
You want to do lightning round or you want me to do it?
You got it.
I got it.
It makes me nervous.
It makes him nervous. Are you nervous?
I was so excited until I pulled up into the parking lot and I was like, I started sweating. I was like, oh my gosh, because I was waiting on the lightning round.
Oh yeah, that's hilarious. Well, you know, I should just start with lightning round.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Throw that off on somebody.
Say something dumb.
Oh, no, you're good. Favorite drink?
Dr. Pepper.
I love Dr. Pepper. Favorite place to visit?
It's a tie between like the beach or the mountains. Depends. If it's the summer, the beach.
I agree 100%.
Yeah, our honeymoon was at Indian Rocks Beach. It's like kind of like lower in Florida. Cute little town, little beach houses everywhere, just gorgeous. Really good food. But Gatlinburg for the winter.
Especially fall. I love going in
that
fall.
Too.
I do too.
Like October, right when the leaves are changing.
You know the best time to go?
When?
Veterans Week.
Really?
So it's dead.
Really?
You would not think that, but it's dead. All the shows and everything's very patriotic because they're thanking their vets. And what happens is, let's see, Veterans Day is November 11th. So the 8th, 9th, and 10th, you get fall. And then somehow the city flips a switch and November 11th, everything's Christmas. All the way.
That is
and
wild.
It's amazing. So you get both. In 1 week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't go in the summer, though.
No.
People that go in the summer, like, that's scary.
Well, so my mother-in-law and brother-in-law and sister-in-law, all of them are going. We have conflict dates, so we can't go. I would go to spend time with them. But I'm like, You want to go to Bittenborn in the summertime? You know, it's the mountains. You're going to involve the valley here. You know, okay. But we seriously have a conflict of interest, or we would go. I have went one time, and I agree with you. I'd rather go to the beach in the summer. But I did go water rafting tubing. I think it's called tubing. That was a blast, mm-hmm. and I would do that again.
Yeah. I've heard good stories about water rafting.
Yeah, it's fun, I'm not really an outdoorsy person.
Yeah,
but I enjoyed that. My behind was bruised though, because when you're sitting in the tube, the donut, and then you're hitting all them rocks.
Yeah,
yeah. Ouch. Oh, yeah. Yeah, but it's like on a Sea-Doo too when you're going. I'm hitting those waves.
Oh,
and going,
it
yeah,
messes you up.
It does. Yeah. It does. I had to go to the chiropractor afterwards.
Kayaking's good too.
No, I've been flipped too many times on those things. Yeah, no, you ain't getting me no kayaking.
Kayaking's fun.
And I've never been.
Well, hold on.
I've never been.
That's when you're by yourself. I'm talking about canoeing.
No.
I'll go kayaking. That's when you're by yourself.
You're in control.
I can do that.
You know,
canoeing. I've got someone. My mother. She stopped back there, and then when she turned around, we not doing that again. No, sorry, Mom. Love you.
Oh my goodness.
Favorite restaurant to eat at.
Alfonso's.
Oh, I love Alfonso's. The torpedo sub is so good. It's nothing but meat and then meat sauce, but it's so good.
Man, that sounds good. Everything good there.
I love Alfonso's. Favorite color?
Orange.
Favorite vehicle?
I gotta say my little Honda Accord.
Hold on. Orange?
Yeah.
I have never, ever asked somebody their favorite color and they say orange.
Really?
That's really unique.
That was my color when I ran for office.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I done construction orange because you could see it far away.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so I worked on Anna Franklin's campaign. And what I learned multiple things from her campaigns. Very successful campaign she ran. But she had that neon, god-awful banana yellow. Oof. Okay?
Least
and I asked
color.
Her. Huh?
So that's my least favorite color.
Yellow? Yeah. I love yellow. I got yellow pants and everything. Yeah. I love yellow. But I asked her, why did you pick yellow? She goes, okay. And then we got in the car, and we went down the street, and we all were waving on the corner, and when we topped the top of the road, all you seen was yellow.
Yep.
And she goes, do you see now why? I was like, brilliant.
Wow.
You seen, you knew that's Anna. That's her people. That's It was brilliant, and it worked for her. And so I thought, well, I'm going to do orange. So I did orange. A lot of people are like, are you a Tennessee fan? I'm like, no. You an Auburn fan? I'm like, who are you voting for first? But I picked it because it's a construction orange, and everyone sees it. And then you never see orange in the state. I've seen candidates pick green, blue, red, white, and blue, mm-hmm. and all that. Yep. But I like orange. But orange is a pretty color. I like orange.
Oh, yeah. I love orange.
You like burnt orange or orange?
Burnt. Especially burnt. All the oranges are good, but burnt is by far my favorite. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's with those signs you're talking about, there's that one, I think it's still up when you're going across the bridge to Madison. I think it's maybe for car sales or something.
Yes.
The giant number.
I know what you're talking about.
The dollar sign, uh-huh. but it's like glittery mm-hmm. and it blinds you,
mm-hmm.
but like, it still makes you want to look at it.
Right,
like,
yeah.
your eyes burn, yeah. but, like, you're like, oh, what is that?
You what know? Is that?
Like,
yeah.
What's going on?
Exactly.
It's genius.
What's it your is. Favorite color?
Mine? I used to say yellow. It, mm-hmm. it used to be, but I think it's changing to gray because I can add anything to
That's
it.
That's true.
Mine used to be gray. It's black now.
Black?
Yeah.
Ooh, edgy.
Yeah.
Is black a color?
Technically, I think it's like all the colors, isn't
Some people
it?
Say it's not.
Yeah. Yeah, I so, yeah, I think gray, because you can add anything to gray. And mm-hmm. I have the personality that I've been blessed with. I can pull anything off. So I can pull off all black. I can pull off all yellow. I can pull off hot pink. I love colors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But gray is just, it's in my house. I've got a lot of gray suits. I love blue. I love yellow. I love red. Like, this is burnt orange over here. Mm-hmm. No one can see what I'm pointing at.
But what you're pointing at them.
You're wearing orange.
I see you.
I see you. Yeah. But no, I think gray. Mm. Yeah. It is. Yours is black.
Yep.
Weirdo.
My logo's black. Mm-hmm. My business mm-hmm. cards are black.
Yeah, so is mine.
Yeah. Yeah, yours is.
Which Mine's. I do like that because it goes with everything.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong.
Mine is...
it's so... People say white's clean, but black's clean in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Now with cars, it's why it's cleaner.
Yeah,
because I've got a black car, and that's a big mistake.
Yeah, no, like you see, you know, like if you go into a house or something, and they're like, "Oh, it's so clean because it's white."
Right.
But when I see like a black room, I also think of clean.
Well, but I love that
black has its own personality.
It does.
Yeah. It definitely does. And and like you know, whenever because now people are doing like accent walls and things like that, like a black accent wall is just
that's black over there, isn't it?
That's blue.
Oh, is it?
Colorblind.
That looks black and that looks blue.
No, it's all blue. Huh. It's just dark in that corner. Yeah. Maybe the curtain's black.
That curtain looks blue.
Well, the sun.
It's the sun? Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, like,
yeah, okay, that's two against one. You're voted out.
Oh, my goodness. But yeah, like at my house, we have black accent walls in like our bathrooms and stuff.
Yeah.
And, so. And they say that it makes the room feel smaller, but I don't think it does.
I don't think it does.
It made mine feel bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it does. So.
Well, I love black logos, but my first brokerage was black and white.
Yeah.
And out of respect, we didn't do that. And so we went with blue and gray. And then I started my own team. And I'm like, well, I want something that's going to be a Philip when you see it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So somehow I am on a green kick. And so I added green keys. And I really don't know why, because green has never really been a favorite color of mine. But I love my green keys. Mm-hmm. And so now it's a touch of green.
Yep.
And when I look back on brand, I'm like, it's great. It's brand, but I'm like, black and white was still my favorite. But out of respect,
I think it looks good, though.
It does. Mm-hmm. Well, logo?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I think it looks
thank
really
you.
Good. Every time I see it, it's very like, it's not one of those where you're just like scrolling through and you see a face or see something. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, yeah. You know, it's like every time I see it, I'm like, oh, there it is.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. That was the goal. I was wanting something different, but something that's still true to my brokerage color, but something that's just, hey, there's Philip. There's a touch of Philip somewhere.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's going to be like the oddball. when we had group pictures at my last brokerage, everything was black and white. So I wore white shirt and a black vest. Mm-hmm. I was the only one in a vest. I was like, I gotta pop out. You know, we took the picture. I was like, I pop out anyway. I'm 6'4".
Yeah.
Everyone else is like, I'm right there.
Yeah.
Goodness. But no. Well, thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah.
I appreciate you coming on. It's been fun.
I appreciate it.
We got distracted. That was a short-lived lightning round.
That was a short but long lightning round. Yeah. I apologize. Yeah. I feel like with my lightning rounds, I get like a rabbit down the hole. That's why I keep saying, do you want to do it?
That's
so, oh, that sounds fun. I'll just go over here. Did we say favorite restaurant was Alfonso's.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite city in North Alabama? We'll end with that.
Oh, Florence.
Florence?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Florence, because the music scene is
incredible. Yeah, I should have known that. It is.
Incredible. Yeah. I mean, I was in a band for a while I was in college, and we toured all over and did a bunch of stuff, but we were from Florence. And some of the shows, you just go to a clothing store, and they push the clothes out of the way. You set up right there in the middle, 50 people show up, and everyone's excited to be there.
That's
cool.
Really
have a good time. Like, it's, yeah.
I need to do that.
It's a lot of fun.
I just need to go and like move a bunch of racks and start playing music. Maybe, you looking to buy or sell?
Do it.
Get out.
Do it.
Boom, throwing tomatoes. That's what will happen.
I'd be out there. I'd be the one.
You'd be the one throwing it. Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, thank you. If anyone's wanting to look for you, how can they contact you and find you on social media?
So I've got a business Facebook page. It is Kenneth Turner Realtor. And then you can email me at KennethTurnerRealtor@Outlook.com. Phone number is 256-560-1882.
Well, we appreciate you coming on and looking for great things. Tell you, 6-month career, what you've done so far, you're going to go places. So proud of you. No chances. So we will see y'all down the road. Oh, well, I guess this is going to come out late, but we're excited because come third Friday.
Yeah,
it's this Friday. Ooh. We will be live recording our podcast for about 30 minutes down there. And then the Right Bunch is sponsoring the bike giveaway and helmet giveaway, because downtown Decatur is getting bicycles that you can rent and just bike up and down 2nd Avenue or any street over there.
Wow.
Very exciting. And then I love Third Friday. I think it's great. You have like 20,000 people out there. But if you want to eat at any of the restaurants, you better get your reservations now, because there's no walking in.
Right.
But there's going to be tons of food trucks.
Deal.
So,
yeah,
tons of fun. So, we will see y'all down the road.
Yep.
I'm sorry, but I won't be needing your help no more. I said, please, Mr. Bossman, I need this job more than you know. But he get what I need. Well, I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need.
that I need. Dollar, 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 that's what I need. And if I share with you my story, would you share your dollar with me?